This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Yesterday, members of an agricultural mission from Taiwan joined Governor Bruce Rauner and Director of Agriculture Philip Nelson to sign letters of intent to purchase Illinois corn and soybeans in 2016 and 2017. The 18-member delegation is visiting several states to demonstrate goodwill to further a longstanding trade relationship between Taiwan and the United States. The letters were signed at the Harford Family Farm in Maison between representatives from the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and Taiwan Feed Industry Association and the Illinois Soybean Association and Taiwan Vegetable Oil Manufacturers Association. The Taiwan Vegetable Oil Manufacturers Association signed a letter of intent to purchase between 96 million and 107 million bushels of soybeans in 2016 and 2017 from the U.S. It's believed that based off of current market prices, Illinois stands to bring in an estimated $133 million thanks to Taiwan's purchase of Illinois soybeans. The Taiwan Feed Industry Association signed a letter of intent to purchase 197 million bushels of corn and 0.5 million metric tons of corn co-products in the years of 2016 and 2017 from the U.S. The value of these purchases is estimated to be about $1.23 billion. Illinois' share of that, based off of current market prices, is an estimated $116 million. Next week, we celebrate National Farm Safety and Health Week. In honor of this week, CHS is conducting farm safety field trips with local FFA chapters. CHS Shipman Marketing and Communications Specialist Aaron Williams has more on this event.
Next week is Farm Safety, Ag Safety, and Health Week. And so in honor of that, we are going to be hosting at Shipman and at our 140 location near Pocahontas, kind of an ag safety field trip day for local high school students to come to our location, and they're going to get a tour of our facility. And the first half of the morning, we're going to be talking about ag safety and do some demonstrations, because a lot of our local high school students are farm kids and they're very hands-on involved with the family farm, and so we want them to have the tools and the knowledge and the resources to be safe. And then the second half of the morning is going to be a little seminar on how to get a job, some real-life experience and some real-life advice on interviewing skills and networking and things like that, some things that you don't always get in the classroom. And so we've done that for students before, and they really, really love it.
So with these field trips, you said you've offered that information to the students before, but as far as the safety side of things, is this the first year or has this happened before as well?
Yeah, we have done this before, brought in kids, you know, not always on safety week, but brought in students at different occasions throughout the year, depending on what they're learning in the classroom. We kind of try to partner with our ag teachers and just go right along with what they're already learning in the classroom.
And do you have a pretty good response from the ag teachers when you invite them to these types of events?
Yes, I am in great relationship with a lot of our local ag teachers. And I constantly am offering myself and my experts here as a resource to them. We're here to help them. And so I'm always judging, you know, FFA competition and public speaking things, which is really fun for me.
Well, I'm sure everyone is glad to see a local person that's involved with a business yet also being involved in the community. Aaron, any other final thoughts today about CHS or any other events that you guys might have coming up?
Just be aware of farm safety. As we get into harvest, there's going to be a lot of farm equipment on the road. Be aware of slow-moving vehicles. And if you have any questions about safety or need some PPE equipment, we can get you the resources so that you can get your hands on some of those things. So feel free to call the CHS Shipman office.
Once again, that was CHS Shipman Marketing and Communication Specialist Aaron Williams about their farm safety field trips taking place next week. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.